This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday, Chinese health officials reported the number of confirmed cases from the coronavirus outbreak surpassed 71,000, with the death toll rising to more than 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered. The United States Monday said that it evacuated more than 300 of its residents and that their immediate family members who had been on board a quarantine ship docked in Japan. One flight carrying the passengers arrived in the state of California. Another landed in the state of Texas. Dr. Mike Wadman of University of Nebraska Medical Center says that he assessed 13 patients.
One patient was transported to the hospital, to the biocontainment unit, because of a chronic condition, and also was experiencing some mild symptoms, feeling lightheaded, and having a little bit of shortness of breath at the time.
China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported Tuesday at least 93 more deaths as more health care workers arrived to help a medical system that's been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases. However, he said the trend must be interpreted very cautiously. An Istanbul court is expected to deliver a landmark verdict on 16 civil society activists on trial for sedition. For one of the defendants, a leading philanthropist and supporter of civil society, the case is drawing international scrutiny, seen as pivotal in determining the direction of the country. Prosecutors accuse the 16 defendants of supporting and organizing anti-government protests in 2013 against then-Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is now president. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said the city of Aleppo will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a televised address Monday, Assad said that the military would not give up until it achieves total victory. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Turkey has sent troops and equipment into Idlib to try to hold off the Syrian military advance while Turkish diplomats are in Moscow for talks with Russia, Assad's biggest ally. Syrian forces backed by Russian air power have taken control over most of Aleppo. Aleppo City had been the target of constant rebel rocket fire. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock says the fighting in northwest Syria, including Idlib, has reached a horrifying level with about 900,000 civilians forced to flee their homes since early December. U.S. officials have condemned the Syrian government's offensive on Idlib, expressing Washington's support for Turkey after its forces came under attack by Syrian troops. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
South Africa's final apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, has found himself in the crosshairs of the powerful African National Congress and many others since he said that he did not believe the racist system was a crime against humanity. While his comments made earlier this month have provoked outrage, African scholars have noted a sense of continental amnesia about the past and say this misplaced nostalgia is not an exclusively South African phenomenon. De Klerk was instrumental in ending apartheid, releasing Nelson Mandela from prison and ushering in democracy in 1994. He shared the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize with Mandela for their role in ending the apartheid regime that treated the nation's non-white majority as second-class citizens. Jurors deciding Harvey Weinstein's fate in the sex assault trial are set to start deliberating this Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Are you worried about the verdict? Weinstein left court Friday to a flurry of questions from reporters. In closing arguments, his lawyers said the accusers are opportunists and that the prosecution created a universe that strips adult women of common sense, autonomy, and responsibility. Prosecutors told jurors in Weinstein's universe the women were merely ants that he could step on without consequences and implored them to focus on his conduct, not what the alleged victims in the case may have said or done with Weinstein afterward. Julie Walker, New York.
And officials in southern U.S. state of Mississippi said floodwaters appear to hit their peak in Jackson, offering hope that the high water will begin receding, and allow evacuated residents to return home. The Pearl River reached its highest level in Jackson in 37 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.